forced lock removal procedure. This process is to be used only when the original lockout/tagout employee is unable to attend the site to remove their lock and tag. Every attempt to contact the employee will be made to bring them back to work to remove the lock. The supervisor administrator may, upon discussion with the original lockout/tagout employee, authorize the removal of their padlock, only when safe to do so, and to authorize another maintenance person or contractor to place their lockout and tagout devices onto the machine or equipment before they carry out the required maintenance or repair. The authorizing supervisor administrator must ensure that the original employee who placed the equipment under lockout/tagout is notified of the lock removal before returning to work.